KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Governor Jerry Brown is framing it as an epic battle, while Senate Democrats say it's more like a polite disagreement between friends. Either way, expect a major fight over education this spring, as the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow explains.
Brown made an overhaul of California's education funding system a major part of this year's budget plan. And when Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg was getting ready to announce an alternative this week, Brown was blasting the idea before the lawmaker could even hold a press conference.
I'm going to fight it as hard as I can.
Both proposals would streamline state funding for schools and give more money to districts with poor students. The difference? Brown wants to give an extra chunk of money to districts where more than half of students are either poor or trying to learn English. Steinberg would rather spend that money on all schools. Steinberg was careful to praise Brown when he rolled out the Democrats' plan Thursday, but you could sense a bit of a turf battle, too.
We are the legislature. We write the laws. And we want to make sure that the formulas actually reflect the goal. That's all we're talking about here.
Brown is insisting on passing his reforms alongside the budget, which means lawmakers would have less than 2 months to work out a plan. Steinberg and other Democratic senators say they'd rather take their time and pass it as a separate measure. It's an important issue for both sides because Proposition 30 tax revenue and the recovering economy mean the state has more, not less, money to spend on schools for the first time in years. So there's a lot of pressure on Brown and the legislature to make up for cuts in past years. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.